The United Nations at 9:08 has been quite critical of some federal government policies, particularly in the area of asylum seekers, climate change, Indigenous health. Of course, a worldwide organisation whose mandate is peace. But how much difference can the United Nations make? Today, the National Director of the United Nations Association of Australia is in Darwin, Matthew Kronborg. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Adam. Thank you for having me.
The government recently controversially intervened on a UN report on climate change that was not only talking about the Great Barrier Reef, but also about Kakadu. Should governments have that kind of power over the United Nations, do you think?
Well, the UN tries to put out reports that are credible and have high integrity. When governments around the world do seek to intervene in those reports, it can undermine that credibility, which, of course, is an issue with all people around the world.
So what's the reaction from the United Nations when governments do intervene, as in this case, over a climate change argument about the Great Barrier Reef and Kakadu?
Well, at the end of the day, the UN is a forum for international cooperation to try and solve some of the world's greatest issues. When a government does intervene, it has the right to do that. But we just wanted to make the public aware in this case that there had been that intervention.
The UN has been quite critical of some of the federal government's policies, particularly in the area of asylum seekers, which I must say must be both the opposition and the government's policy, as they're quite similar. Last year, a United Nations report accused Australia of breaking the Convention Against Torture. What do you think Australia needs to be doing in this area?
Sure. Well, Australia's made certain commitments over a series of years around the human rights that it will agree to abide by at an international level, and it agrees to uphold and also promote around the world. Where Australia sort of backslides on those commitments, it undermines Australia's credibility around the world to be pushing forwards on other human rights issues such as gender equality, the abolition of the death penalty, etc.
So what do you think Australia should do?
Australia can, in particular, look back on it or reflect on its international commitments that it's made over past years and look at how it can move forwards with upholding those commitments.
It's 9:11 on 105.7 ABC Darwin. Adam Steer with you. You're also hearing from the National Director of the United Nations Association of Australia in Darwin at the moment, Matthew Kronborg. Matthew, Indigenous issues, another area the UN deals with. What does the UN believe it needs to be done to close the gap, so to speak?
Again, the UN doesn't advocate specific policies in particular countries. It simply looks or reflects back on the commitments that Australia has made and is encouraging other countries around the world to make around Indigenous issues as well, and encouraging all countries to step up and work to engage on Indigenous issues and work to, yeah, precisely close the gap as rapidly as possible.
Australia has also made some cuts to foreign aid. How does that affect how much the UN can do?
Yeah, well, international cooperation requires all countries to make contributions to international issues, from climate change to the Syrian crisis, refugees over there, you name it. So the reduction in funding from any country around the world can affect the UN's core operating budget and wider voluntary budgets as well, which ultimately impacts the people and the issues that we set out to help.
You're here for the AGM, for the Northern Territory branch of the United Nations.
Yes. So it was here for that predominantly, but also to meet more broadly with government and civil society while I'm here as well.
The AGM was last night. What topics were discussed there?
Correct. So last night was, I guess, more of an operational meeting to go through some of the processes for a civil society organisation of that nature. But the issues of asylum seekers, in particular in Darwin, is a particular hot-button issue. So some of the considerations around that were discussed.
You're here for a very, very brief time, meeting with, as you said, some of government and some other public servants. You hanging around for cracker day? You're going to buy some fireworks?
Yeah, well, it's great to be here on the eve of a federal election and also on Territory Day. It's going to be quite a unique experience.
Good on you, Matthew. Appreciate your time. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Adam.
There's Matthew Kronborg, the National Director of the United Nations Association of Australia. 9:13, the debate.